We have some special guests today. I think it was about a month or so ago that I went to Margie and Zach's church and saw this neat missionary family. There's four of them here today. I think there was six at the time. Two of your children have already gone back to the Philippines. But they are the Lumibals, and Pastor Adore is the leader of this family and a church in the Philippines. And, you know, I always talk about the names in the Bible mean things. I think they mean things in the Philippines, too, because he is a wonderful guy. And to have a name like Adore, I think, is a great thing. And his wife, Josie, what's that?
My parents.
Your parents, okay. That's that before they knew you. They took a chance, huh? His wife, Josie, and Sheena, and Glad. How's that for a name? Glad. They are here to share with us, too. I think they're going to actually sing for us, aren't they? Yeah. Last time, they had their other two sisters, and it was so neat to hear them harmonizing together. So I don't know how you're going to do it with two, but I'm sure you know what you're doing. So we're excited to hear from them today. They want to share with you what's going on in the Philippines with their ministry. They have a couple, actually, different things that they do in the Philippines. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Adore now. So, Pastor, it's all yours. You take as much time as you need. And there you go. Let's welcome him.
Good morning. I'm going to do differently. Since I asked the pastor and one dear brother here what time you close in service, noontime, right? Amen. We have a saying in the Philippines, the preacher who preached short will be invited again. So we want to be back here in 2 years' time, preacher. It depends. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share from the scripture, short. No, amen. And then we will, after that, we will start the...
I think this is working.
Yes. Yeah.
Is
it on? So I can use this. Thanks, sir. And our first and foremost, our priority coming here is to be a blessing and not to be a burden. To travel here in the States is kind of difficult, you know, from one place to another. And one friend of ours, you know, they cannot keep up with us because they don't know where we are. We just go from one place to another. If a church have a prophet's chamber, we stay there. If somebody's homes are available for us, we stay there a night or two, and then we hit the road. And so, but I like especially this time of the year. You know, it's beautiful. Not because we're here. I like the Blue Ridge. I like the mountains. Even though I grew up in a city where, you know, 300,000 people in population, heavily dense population. I like the farm. I like, you know, country, especially doing God's ministry. So I am 47 years old. Filipinos don't. You know, look older, you know, we look younger than our age, right? If you listen good, listen carefully, I'll tell you the secret. Okay, somebody please remind me, you know, after the service. Maybe you will not, you know, care about that secret anymore because I preached long and stop, we need to go home. So, and my wife Josie is here, and our eldest daughter is back home in the Philippines. Our second daughter, Sheena, is here. She just finished Bible college here, and she's ready to go home with us in more than a week from now. Glad he got a sponsorship to go to the same college where my daughter graduated from. Free, amen? You cannot beat that, free. So it's a blessing. So that's our youngest son, and he will be here. He will be by himself as soon as we go back home, so please pray for him. Mercy and grace. Okay, pray for him that he will not cry anymore. And he will be staying here for 3 years and then headed back home to do the Lord's work. And so I please open your Bible just quickly in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. This is a familiar passage of Scripture, but I would like to challenge you. This is not a Thanksgiving service, but it's a Thanksgiving message. In the Philippines, we have our Thanksgiving, but it's not the same Thanksgiving you have here because the pilgrim didn't go that far, the Philippines. So we have our Thanksgiving. It's like a year-end celebration, Pastor, either before a week before Christmas. So we do our Thanksgiving celebration, a year-end, you know, celebration, thanking the Lord for what he has done and what he's going to do to our ministry. Here, it's November, right? In Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 5, should I say, verse 18, here's what the Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always." I'm thankful this morning, sky's clear. Roads are, even though you have so many construction going on here, at least we arrived safe and sound, amen? The families, the church, the place, wow. It's a blessing. You know, I can't wait to go home. But few more days, you'll be going home. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." Now, it's very clear, you know, the theme for this passage, a familiar passage about filling of the Holy Spirit. The one who is filled with the Spirit will also be filled with thanksgiving. I'd like to repeat that again. The one who is filled with the Spirit of God will also be filled with thanksgiving. You know, a lot of days, a lot of complainings, right? Even with abundance, you know, we're complaining. Which car are we driving? What clothes? You know, where are we going to go? You want to go to Bahamas? You want to go to Disney? You want to go where? And then they fight because they don't agree with each other. I mean, a complaining heart and the Holy Spirit just don't go together. A complaining heart and the Holy Spirit just don't go together. Paul recommends the same pattern for our thanksgiving as he practiced in prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. "Give thanks to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Every hour, every moment has brought a favor upon its wings. Look downward and give thanks, for you are safe from hell. Look on the right hand and give thanks, for you are enriched with gracious gifts. Look on the left hand and give thanks, for you are shielded from deadly ills. Look above you and give thanks, for heaven awaits you. Spurgeon says, "Be thankful in always and for all things." It will be a reminder. I'm not complaining because it's hard to travel. I like the driving, preacher. I haven't pulled over yet. Amen. Though I sleep on the wheel most of the times. So please pray for us. Pray for me. Pray for me. But, you know, to go from churches to churches, it's difficult. Most of them, they don't know us. The reason why we're here is because through Whitney and his family, because they've been to the Philippines. Are you familiar with Crossfire Ministry? They've been to the Philippines many times, and they've been going. They're going next month to help us reach. Thank God for the country still open. So we still need you. We still need partners. We still need friends who will walk side by side, hand in hands, reaching the lost for Christ. So many things. In the south, you know, terrorists, yes, because most of the islands were controlled by Muslim, groups, terrorists. And down south, they are close to Indonesia. If you will see the map, you know, the southern part of the Philippines, especially in the small islands, are close to Indonesia, and Indonesia predominantly Muslim country. So, again, at the end of the day, we've been challenged, you know, here and in our home, in our communities, but there are a lot of things to thank God for. You still have that freedom, amen? You still have that freedom. Be thankful always and for all things means an outpouring work of the Holy Spirit. If you're filled with the Spirit as you begin the day thanking the Lord for what He's going to do, for the things that He will give us, you know, materially, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, thank God, because God supplies. He supplies everything, right? And He never forgets what He needs, especially the air. What if He forgets the air? Inhale, and then that's it. That's it. See what I mean? Sometimes we overlook these blessings, but thank God for the air we breathe, for the families. So many things. I said it's not yet Thanksgiving, but this is in advance. But every day, every minute, as we begin the day, thanking God for what He's going to do. Be filled with the Spirit. You know what happened to Paul and Silas when they were in prison? They praised the Lord. They praise the Lord. They sing glory. They are a thankful with a thankful prayer. They have a thankful song. They uplift, you know, the melody, the songs, like what we have done, we did a while ago. Songs that touches the heart and soul of a person. Do you have that time, you know, when even before the person speaks, even before the person sings, you can sense, you know, the message, you know, that it really touched your heart. And you will be in the midst of what we're going through. There's a saying, I don't know if it's true, but a wise man needs only one word. Just one word for a wise man. For us to be blessed, just a word of encouragement from the Scripture. Not from the eloquent person, the president, your president, our president, whoever eloquent or intelligent people they are. But to be filled with the Spirit, you can sense it everywhere. God is a spirit, amen? And we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not only in this place, but when you go out, when you are driving, when you are working, when you're cooking, when you're playing sports or anything, my friend, really touch the heart of a person. And then will be a witness. You know, Paul and Silas, what happened to the jailer, Philippian jailer? He came to know the Lord because of their testimony. Not only an outpouring work of the Holy Spirit, but also an outcome of devotion for God. Do you remember, we don't have time, in Luke chapter 17, you know, when you go home, and I know that you're familiar with this, you know what happened to the 10 people that were healed by the Lord? Amen? The lepers and the 9 of them forgot what God do for them. Only one who returned, and what he did? He thanked God. He worshiped and he thanked God. Thank the Lord for what he has done for him. Many, many times we forgot the blessings. Right? I'm still young. I'm only 47. But I never regret the day when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. When my parents came to know the Lord first, they used to fight. They almost separated when we were young. I was physically, where most of us are physically abused by our father because he will hit us bad. I was, me and my, because I'm the oldest, I have 4 brothers and 1 sister, and 2 of them next to me are same situation with me. You know, when my dad is, we never saw my dad hurt our mother, but when it turns to us, we need to run. We need to run. But thank God, one day, my father came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Same thing with my mother. Never the same. Never been the same. They thank God for their salvation. Since I'm the oldest, they invited me to attend Bible study and never realized that that day will be the day when I will encounter the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. At an early age, 16 years old, a few months after, I went to a youth camp, and again, I didn't know that God's plan for me is to surrender in full-time ministry. So youth camps is very instrumental in our ministry. So I surrendered to full-time ministry way back 1986, months after I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Fast forward. Two of my brothers are now pastors. My dad, who used to beat us, you know, surrendered to preach 5 years ago, and you will see his picture. My mother, a prayer warrior. My only sister, she is married to a preacher. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for what he did for us. And It's not because I'm doing this to gain favor from God. It's not because we are blessed. We are blessed because we are good. We are blessed because we are faithful. God is faithful no matter what. Amen? But God wants devotion. God wants devotion. So, an outpouring work of the Holy Spirit. That means to be filled with the Spirit. To be thank God, to be thankful. An outcome of devotion for God. Go back again. Those 10, only one return. He devote himself to the Lord to show that he's really thankful. Just to be here, is a way. We can show, not only before God, but with all of us and as a witness, our devotion to the Lord. No matter what, I mean, what we're going through. And last but not the least, it's an obvious response for God's grace. An obvious response for God's grace. As I close, the Bible says here, giving thanks in verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You know, as I close, what's the obvious response that we are really thankful to the Lord? By being grateful, amen? Giving thanks. By being gracious. Gracious means submitting one to another. Submitting one to another, and by being generous. thank God for you, church. I thank God for the American people, specifically for the churches, because God is still at work. God is at work in your country. He's at work in your community, in your church and ministries. The same thing, God is at work in the Philippines, because we have the same God. But we're limited. We're limited. Why? Because I'm here. If we have everything, why come here? If we have all the resources, why I will allow my daughter and my kids to come here and to be separated for years if we have these blessings? Literally, financial blessing. To come over here, preacher, we have to borrow money. And we are poor. And we're still paying for it. But I do believe God will provide. God will provide. He will use somebody. He will use opportunities. That's why we are here. This morning, as my daughter and my son comes here, they will give a special a song that hopefully and prayerfully that will be a blessing. We're just here to tell you that we're so thankful before the Lord. Amen? God wants us to be filled with His Spirit. To be thankful is about an outpouring work of the Holy Spirit. It's an outcome of devotion for God. And it's an obvious response for God's grace. Please hear the song, and I will proceed with the short PowerPoint presentation. And if you have some question, please do, and the attorney will answer it for you. God bless you, and may the Lord continue to use and bless your church and your family as well. Thank you. So this is our country looks like, and we are in Southeast Asia. And this our country composed of more than 100 million people. And we have 87 different dialects. Those are not accents, you know, like northern and southern accents. 87 languages. Tagalog is our main language. And you won't believe, because English is considered our second language. So most people can understand English, but to way of communication, that's another thing. But most of our people can understand English. So this is my family. My name is Ador Josie. My wife, Sharil, our first daughter. Sheena, our second daughter. Shekinah. Both of them are now back in the Philippines because our school starts June in the Philippines. So they don't want to miss that school. And then Glad, our youngest son. And the reason why we name him Glad, because we have three girls. And we have a boy. Even though we're outnumbered, you know, but thank God. Thank God. Okay, and this is our congregation back home in the Philippines during the invitation time. There are times when we have a special activity, like anniversaries and special events. We invite people to attend on a larger place like this. And they just want to hear God's word. Our ministries, Children Outreach, the future leaders and generation of our ministers. And we love to, and most of our kids are active. All of them are active in Children Outreach. And also our youth. We have a good youth program. And then we have twice a year youth camps. As I mentioned, I surrendered through in the full-time ministry through this ministry, youth camp. This is one in May and one in December. Those are vacation time in the Philippines. Just recently, a few months ago, we have about 500 young people attended our youth camp. April. Our ladies group, my wife leads the ladies group, and they're really missing her because she's very passionate and very effective in leading our ladies, not only in our church, but in fellowshipping churches as well. One of my Bible study, our men in the church, our leaders, our preachers, they're doing the work while I'm here in the States. And even though, as I've mentioned, we are short people, but we have a big heart for basketball. So that's why we have this outreach as well, to reach the people, especially that, you know, loves the basketball. And this is a Crossfire team that went to the Philippines. That's Jamie doing the invitation after Randy shared the message. And every time we have Crossfire there, between 3,000 to 4,000 in one single occasion, gym, you know, something like that. And we're so really passionate about that, and we use it as an instrument as well. And then we have a unique activity or ministry called Project Compassion. These are the abused girls, physically and sexually abused. This is a place where the government placed them, housed them, because most of them were taken by force from their homes, because that's where it happens, at homes. And once they reach 18, they need to go. But the problem is that they don't know where to go, because, again, most of them, they don't want to go home. So we are praying that our church will be an instrument in taking them and leading them and ministering to them, and be able to be partners with them, reaching the same, you know, people that, you know, they came from. So these are just some of the kids as young as 2 years old. So we go there on a regular basis to teach them and lead them to the Lord. Main mission is church planting. That's what we're doing, not only in our city, but in some neighboring islands, and training the nationals. That's my place, Cabanatuan City. It doesn't show the Manila, but down south from that red dot is Manila, the capital city.
So we are about 80 miles north of Manila, the mainland. And by the way, we have 7,100 islands. I forgot to mention. 7,100 islands, 100 million people. And we are already have a work in Masbate that is 500 miles south of my city. That's what we're doing, our mission there. Our goal is to plant 20 churches in that area. And we already been there. And I didn't know that that place is the rodeo capital of the Philippines. Really, I didn't know. But it's not the same rodeo festival you're doing here. Rodeo there is just tackling cows. That's the main rodeo festival there. You know, can you picture can you picture that one man hanging still there in the one leg of the cow? So whoever tackles the cow wins. And but most importantly is you know, during the month of April, it's a month long celebration. But these people needs the Lord. And so I was really burdened to start a work there. So we have our first mission volunteers, and we invited them to attend Bible studies. And now we have our local pastor there. His name is Mike Miguel. And that's one of their regular service. We are renting the second floor of that building. The first floor is rented by a bank. And the second floor, we rented for $200 a month. And we don't want to rent that, you know, forever. So we are praying that we'll be able to purchase a piece of property. It's expensive, but God is, you know, God will supply. So our goal is to raise $10,000. We've been traveling for less than a month now. So we need 1,500 more, 1,500 to be able, when we go back to the Philippines as soon as possible, we will buy a piece of property. And so we will start from that. So it's very expensive, but as I've said, God will provide. That's why we're here. And we're going to build a building like this that will seat 100 people, 100 Filipino people. We are small. And do you know that the cost for that building, start to finish, is $15,000. So we're praying that as we are still have a few more days to travel here, that God will do a miracle and touch the people's lives, that be able to help us, because it will take forever for us to build that. But anyhow, this is I would like to call my daughter and to share just quickly about her ministry when she goes back to the Philippines. Just a simple verse in Acts 16:9. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us. This morning we were standing before you and asking, please help us through prayer especially." And I would like to ask my daughter to please, and then this is just a short presentation, and I hope that she'll be a blessing to you.
Good morning. My name is Sheena and I am 21 years old. I grew up in a little bit about myself. I grew up in a Christian family, my father being the pastor of the church. And I got saved when I was 8 years old. And some people say that that's too young, but I believe that the Lord touched my heart that time. And I accepted Him. And I entered a Bible school and surrendered my life to the Lord and entered a Bible school in the Philippines and studied there for 1.5 years. And then God opened another opportunity for me to further my knowledge and training and gave me a visa to come here to your country. And I have a sponsorship from Marietta Bible College in Marietta, Ohio. And May 21st, I graduated, and now I'll be going home in the Philippines to be of help in the ministry back in the Philippines. And I am given also the opportunity to go on deputation, visit churches, and present this ministry because I will be a missionary to Masbate Island. And I'm praying for 40 churches or Sunday school classes, families or friends, or even individual. And I'm praying for 40, and now that I have 27 more. I thank the Lord for Pastor Kurt and Ma'am Karen who helped me in this fundraising also. And those 40 to help me $25 monthly support. And those the purpose of that $25 is for rentals, for food, for communication and transportation because I'm living on a different island, but I'll be going to Masbate, so I need transportation. And also for missionary workers that would help me, and especially teaching materials, praying for teaching materials. And in that mission, I have three goals. And first is to see people saved, soul winning. And as a lady missionary, I cannot plant a church. So I'll be helping churches to be planted. And now I'll be helping Pastor Mike in the Philippines and for churches to be planted. And also to train nationals. And because while back in the Philippines, I used to teach kids. And now they are, when I came here, they are the ones who are teaching the kids now in the Philippines. And that's my greatest desire, is to see my people saved and to see other people saved. And that, as a Christian, that is our responsibility. And as of now, I have five individuals, five family, and three churches that are helping me to in raising this support. And I pray that the Lord will grant me this 27 more that will commit $25 monthly support to help me back in the Philippines. And if you can imagine, that's not even a dollar a day if you are helping every month. And as Philippians 4:17 says, that not that I desire gifts from you, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account also. And if you think of it, this is not just temporary investment, but this is eternal investment in the lives of those kids and the lives of those young ladies who think that they don't have any hope because of their past experience, and to those kids growing up. Because now our days is very hard, especially for young people, but we still need to believe that the Lord is still working on their hearts and the Lord is still in the business of saving souls. And I pray that the Lord will give you this desire also to help the young kids back in the Philippines. And the Lord will open your heart to this ministry also. And thank you, Pastor Kurt, for allowing us to present. And thank you, church.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your attention, and it's an opportunity, and we take this a big blessing for us to be able to come here, and we have less than 2 weeks, to be specific. Our flight will be on the 27. We will be praying that the Lord will, you know, provide the needs, but most importantly, more prayers. So please send us with your prayers. When you go to heaven and see each other, you'll see a lot of brown-skinned Filipinos. Do you believe that? Because you have a heart for mission. And you don't have to worry. This place, though it's a beautiful country, many people really wants to come here. But nowadays, it's getting difficult, especially us. We were being in, what do you call it, interrogated. Most of the time, the last time we were here, this time, we were separated, you know. I thought, they're going to send me home. It's very difficult, getting smaller and smaller, you know, our world. But for God's ministry, I mean, unlimited. So thank you very much, and God bless you, Pastor.
We're going to have our closing hymn, and then I'm going to have a couple quick comments. You did get it on under the hour. That's good. Very good. But I'm going to run it over just a little bit. But we'll have our closing hymn number 256. Let me say one thing before we start, and that is talking about Sheena's trying to gather support at $25 a month. When we send a missionary out to basically anywhere in the world from America, it costs us anywhere from $50,000 to $70,000 a year to send out a missionary, a full-time missionary. We can get one here for $25 a month. That's pretty good. So it's really nice when a national who already knows the language and knows the culture, knows the people, is doing the job that, you know, we have to put so much energy and effort as Americans to send American missionaries out there. So that's just exciting to me that she has this desire to go back to her people and share Christ with them. So, but I do have a couple of the comments. But I wanted you to know on the back table there we have the two prayer cards. One has the pictures of the whole family and one has Sheena's in there. It's two different ministries that are obviously well connected to each other. But I would love to see us as a church reach out and help both of these ministries. We have a lot of pastors. We have a lot of generous people at our church. And I believe they're going to help out. And I'm asking you to do that, to support for $25 a month. Almost all of us could do that. And this is a young lady who's committed her whole life to sharing Christ and to getting started up. And she's only got 2 weeks left, to do her fundraising. And I don't know how many more stops you all have, but I would hope that you would be pleased with the spirit of generosity at Walnut Grove here, that we can help you out. So, great ministry. Many of you know Whitney. He made reference to Whitney and John, who've been at our church. He's the former Harlem Globetrotter, and they go over and help you guys out in your evangelistic crusades and things like that. And they're going to be over there another month or so, you say? This is a connection that Spruce Pine has with the Philippines, and we want to strengthen that connection and bless them. So we're going to close in prayer, and I just want you to maybe ask in your hearts the Lord what he would want you to do to help out this ministry. So let's bow and pray. Father, we thank you for this great opportunity today to hear from Pastor Adore and to hear from Sheena. And Lord, it's so special to know that all the way on the other side of the world, there are other believers who are trusting in you and believing in you and are fellowshipping with us and trying to also be a part of the great command and the great kingdom to come that you have planned for all of us on earth. And we are partnering with them. We thank you for their ministry. I'm encouraged to hear what they're doing and how they are on the front lines, living in a country that has kind of a battlefield with Islam over there. They're fighting to keep Christianity strong over there, and we just want to bless them and help them out in any way we can. We thank you for the freedoms that we do have, and I was thinking of all the things that I'm thankful for as Pastor Adora was preaching, and you have really blessed us, Lord, in this part of the world, in this part of the country, so we're thankful for it. I pray, Lord, that you will open hearts today and you'll open purse strings and allow us to be able to help and to give to these ministries. We thank you for these things and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we have the prayer cards in the back, which have the addresses where you can send if you would like to be part of it. And you can also ask any questions you want to Pastor Adore and Josie or Sheena about it, and let them know you'll be praying for them. Let them know you're going to be supporting them. I think it would be a great encouragement to them.